I'll be leading 54, I've reached 12. 12 minutes are on the clock. It's a running clock situation. Harbor Beach on offense for this to start this fourth quarter. As Ubley has reached the end zone 7 times in this ballgame, each of them for a touchdown.
They've only had 7 possessions, too.
That is correct.
They've scored on every one of them.
Boy, you're smart there, Davey.
Yeah, I'm keeping up.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Pirates. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. That's James Shelgey. Working off the left hash, Brady Kirsch in the shotgun. Stay in the pocket. Leveling up to pass, and it hits the hands of Robert Emming in stride, and he can't bring it in. Falls incomplete at the first down marker at the 48-yard line. Second down, 10 to go.
A good throw right on the numbers. Hits Robert Emming right in the face mask, and can't ask for much more. He was wide open.
And he would have had room to run after that.
Yes, he would have.
And perhaps could have gotten Harbor Beach their third score of the night. Not so much. 11:22 left in the fourth, running clock, 54-12. I'll be leading Harbor Beach. 11:15 left in the fourth quarter. So our director of social media and media relations decided just to throw a roll of gaff tape and everyone start a little bit. Second down and 10, Kirsch in the pocket, looking to pass. Going down midfield, has a James Shelkey there, and they're going to say incomplete. James Shelkey looking for the flag, none called. And it sets up a third down and 10.
Yeah, the ball just a hair overthrown, but I think he's got a beef as a Brandel kind of fell onto him as he was leaping for the ball. But the official not in a great position to see that, as it looked like from his angle that the receiver was diving for it. But nonetheless, third down and long coming up.
10.5 to play in the fourth. Third down and 10 for the Pirates. They haven't been able to do much this second half. Their first drive ended after an interception at the 8:57 mark in the third, and their second drive resulted in a punt, the third ongoing right now. First half ended with Harbor Beach on the Ubley 1-yard line. They were stopped at the goal line as time expired for no score. 2 wide each way, Kirsch rolling to his right looking to pass. Not much going there. Continues to go to the far side and lets this one fly. And this one is thrown way out of bounds, about by 10 yards at the Ubley 25-yard line. Incomplete, 4th and 10 for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, there was nothing open there, Clark. He threw that away on purpose. And the punt team coming out for Harbor Beach.
So nothing going there at all, as Harbor Beach can't even move the ball a yard on this drive. And they bring the punt team out with 9.5 to play. Clock continues to roll down. Only times the clock stops is on a score, penalty, or injury, or timeout. 4th and 10 for the Pirates. Brady Kirsch, your quarterback, safety, and punter for Harbor Beach. He stands on his own 25-yard line awaiting the long snap. A little bit of a high snap. He's able to bring it in with ease. Not much cover, not much pressure coming from the Bearcats. It bounces at the 35-yard line and bounces 1 yard to the 34, where it's down by gravity. And Ubley will start their drive with a 1st and 10 from their own 33-yard line, according to the spot. And we have a timeout called by the Bearcats with 8:50 left in the fourth. It's time for a short break. When we return, the Ubley Bearcats on 1st and 10 from their own 33-yard line.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best Chevy Truck Month smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Like the $36,126 price after all offers for a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 double cab, standard box, four-wheel drive custom, MSRP $41,030. Lots of others to choose from on the lot during truck month, so pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sebring. Call 866-924-5332.
For all of your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 8:41 left in the fourth quarter. Upley coming out with a new quarterback and a new look. Casey Sweeney, the freshman backup quarterback for the Bearcats, hands it off to number 23, Gregory Callery. Gets around the left end and gets to right to midfield after a 12-yard gain for the somewhere around there, enough for a first down for the Bearcats. First and 10 for the 50 yards in front of them.
I like how you mentioned new look, but it's not much of a new look. We're still in the wing tee. We just have a different quarterback and a few different bodies running the football, but same result. First down, Bearcats.
It's a look that all the Bearcats have had for about 66 years. First and 10 from midfield. Sweeney hands this one off to that might have been Jonathan Brandle. Not sure on that bound of the pile. That's number 32, Tyler Ozentoski, the 5'10", 155-pound senior for the Bearcats. Gets out for 2 yards, brought down by
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Just shut it off.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Hi, folks. We're still here. We're still broadcasting. 5.5 to play. And, Dave, if our first technological problem came with 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter of tonight, I'll take it.
Yes, especially since it's not a brawl here at the end. It's a running clock situation here in Harbor Beach.
It's a 3rd and 4 now for the Ubley Bearcats, as we have a whole slew of new players in for the Ubley Bearcats. We're going to try and stick up with this as much as possible. With 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, it's Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12. Casey Sweeney is your quarterback. In the backfield, we have that'd be number 11, Cavalier Esmaker, is in the middle. On the right side is Gregory Keller, and on the left, that would be number 32, Tyler Ozentoski. Sweeney, away in the snap, hands it off to number 11, Cavalier Esmaker. And he gets out for about 3 yards, brought down by number 75, Jacob Wan, for the tackle. 1 yard before the first down marker, and it's going to be fourth down and goal, or 1 yard to go for the Bearcats, 4.5 to play.
That's their first fourth down opportunity all evening.
And they've been 100% on third down conversions. They've only had about 4 of those on the night so far.
Until this last one, right?
And 4th and 1 for the Bearcats. 4 minutes remain in regulation. Running clock situation, 54-12, Ubley over Harbor Beach on home.